Well, Nick, congratulations on your half century. And how did you feel the day went for yourself and for the team?
Yeah, I think it was good to spend a bit of time in the middle again and just kind of getting used to that pink ball, really. I think they bowled pretty well throughout the day. They kind of stuck to a line. And, you know, we probably, at the end there, probably weren't patient enough. And, you know, there's no doubt with our batting lineup, we probably should have got, you know, 340 there. But it is what it is. And hopefully we can come out tomorrow and take some poles.
What's it like batting against that pink ball then? How different is it?
Yeah, I mean, when you're set, it's easy to pick up. I think with the spin, it's just a little bit tricky, kind of, especially with Mendes bowling there. It was a little bit tricky to pick up when he was bowling wrong ones, but yeah, I think it was quite easy to play during twilight. I think, you know, the more time you spend out there, obviously it gets better. So I think for the second innings, I think that's what we've just got to work on, just facing balls and getting used to, you know, the, facing that pink ball.
Now, you're often given an anchor role, but the scoring rate generally has been quite cautious for the last couple of games for Glamorgan. Does seem to be a general team approach going on there?
No, not really. I mean, obviously, everyone's got their kind of game plans, but I think especially, I mean, today it was quite hard to score in the way they bowled as well, and that pink ball's usually quite, when the ball gets soft, it's hard to score quickly with that pink ball, but no, I mean, there's no real focus on, you know, how quickly we score or slowly we score. I think it is what it is, and you know, come second dig, we'll just, you know, we'll do it again. We'll try and play our games and hopefully you know, we can chase down whatever they set.
Yeah, 51 behind on first innings. I mean, there's a bit of bad weather potentially around on day three, but you're going to have to work hard to stay in this match, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if the weather stays away, you know, we've got a big day of cricket tomorrow and, you know, hopefully, you know, the big quicks can take some poles, you know, especially early on and crack it open.
A rarity for you, getting a 50 and not going on to 100.
Yeah, no, I was a little bit disappointed there. Sad. It was a good ball, but you know, it would have been nice to kick on and kind of set the team up for a good score close to what they got. But you know, hopefully I can go around second dig and get a big one.
You're a young man by first class cricket standards, but seeing a 16-year-old bowling against you.
Yeah, no, he bowled quite well, to be fair. Credit to him, and you know, for a 16-year-old, you know, I'm sure he'll do well in the future.
Cheers, Nick. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, guys.